darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Within American Christianity, many thousands upon thousands and possibly even millions of Christians see Christianity as an individualized journey of trying to get to the goal of God. To them, God is off in the distance, he is passive, he's unresponsive and possibly stagnant, which means that it is up to the Christian, it is up to the individualized Christian to somehow, in some way, either get God's attention or get closer to him. Since God is this immovable and uncaring goal to be reached, the task of trying to get closer to him can take all sorts of forms, regardless of the method or the technique or the strategy that is used to get closer to God. One thing is for sure, it demands a tremendous amount of effort and religious zeal on behalf of the individual Christian. More specifically, let me give you an example. According to this way of thinking, all of us Christians are stranded on a deserted island called Earth. We're surrounded by miles upon miles of deep and dark water, which means that we're ultimately trapped. The goal, though, is for us to escape this island. We can escape this island, Earth, by building some sort of raft and then paddling with all of our might to the goal, that goal being God. Only those who have enough faith and only those who are strong enough for this journey really have a chance, for one would have to paddle hard enough and long enough through the treacherous waters. Yes, if you have enough faith and you are strong enough, you may then possibly escape this deserted island and reach the goal, which is the heavenly dwelling of God. In other words, if we Christians ever stand a chance of getting off the deserted island, this earth, we must set our sights towards the goal of heaven and get there by our own strenuous efforts. Now, my friends, if Christianity is all about us Christians setting out on our heavenly pilgrimages by our own strength and our own cleverly devised plans, then the Church of Christ must become a rallying place for all of us to encourage one another in our heavenly pursuits. Yes, church services, if we think this way, will become large pep rallies where we can talk about the challenges set before us and try to convince one another that we can make the journey off the island. Furthermore, the sermons of the church, if we think according to this way, become simply pep talks or messages that are meant to give pointers on how to build a raft, that is to say, different ways to get from earth to heaven. Dear friends, is this why we gather here in church together today? Are we actually here this morning to encourage each other in our heavenly pursuit of working to get from this life to the next? Should I be giving you pointers from this pulpit and from this sermon on how you are to build your metaphoric rafts and how to paddle with a proper technique to get off the island to the goal? Should I be rallying you up with encouragement and motivational speech to compel you with the endeavor and the strength to get off of this island towards heaven? Now, you and I might be tempted to believe this way, since so many Christian churches teach this. However, our gospel from the Gospel of Matthew undoes all of this. It actually overthrows this whole notion of us having to get off the island by our own tireless and vigorous efforts. Today is actually Palm Sunday. It is Palm Sunday. It is the day that our Lord Jesus Christ, that he rode, yes, he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. It is the day that they waved palm branches and that they shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he, the one who comes in the name of the Lord." It is a day that serves as a gateway to Holy Week. It is a day that we get to hear the story about the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the same story that we heard the first Sunday of Advent. Now, let us just pause here for a moment. Do you realize what is going on in our service and right now as we contemplate this text? The story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem on a donkey is the exact same story that we heard during the first Sunday in Advent, right before Christmas. In other words, within the church's calendar, we focus on this story of Jesus riding on the donkey each Easter season at the beginning of Holy Week, and we also focus on this story at the beginning of the Advent season right before Christmas. But why do we hear this story? Why do we hear the story of Jesus on a donkey two times a year? And why do we hear it during the Christmas season and this Easter season? Why is it significant to hear right before Jesus' birth? And why is it significant to hear right before Jesus' death? Why should we Christians learn and treasure this story? The answer is this. This story is really at the heart of the Christian faith. It is really at the heart of the Christian faith. Now, dear friends, consider this. At Christmas time, at our blessed Christmas time, we hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is very God of very God, coming down from heaven and being born of the Virgin Mary. In other words, Advent and the Christmas season are all about the Lord Jesus Christ coming to earth, coming to this island for you and for me. Indeed, Advent and Christmas are all about the God of the universe not being content to leave us helpless and alone in our sins, but rather about the Lord actually pursuing us and coming right into our very midst. It is about the light coming into darkness, into this world. And today's Palm Sunday service, this service that we are part of right now, is about that same Lord Jesus Christ coming to humanity's sin. The Lord came down from heaven, and he plunged himself into a manger, and the Lord came to Jerusalem and plunged himself into suffering and death. We do not have a stagnant and an uncaring and passive Lord, but quite the opposite. Now, do you see what is going on here this morning? The Lord, he comes to helpless and sinful humanity. He comes to Bethlehem. He comes to Jerusalem. He comes to the cross. He comes. He is driven to humanity. Why does this matter? It matters because there could be no life. There could be absolutely no life for you and for me. There could be no life for us without the Lord coming to us. We cannot paddle hard enough, and our rafts are not sturdy enough. The water is too deep, and the waves are too big. There's no way off the island, this earth, by our own reason or strength. We are too sinful and too spiritually sick to arise to the challenge. Left to ourselves, the only option is death. Death on the island, death on this earth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Therefore, there is only one option. The Lord must come to us. He must come to this earth, and he must come and meet our sin, which, my friends, he has already done. Jesus, the promised Messiah, this blessed promised Messiah, he came to pay the debt of sin. He came to us in his birth, and he came to us in his death. Riding on the donkey into Jerusalem, Jesus was riding into death, where the sins of the world would be actually strapped upon himself. Your sin and mine. In Jerusalem, Jesus would be plunged into death, death on a cross. There's actually more, though. There's always more. The Christ who came to the manger during that Christmas season some 2,000 years ago, and the Christ who came to that cross that Palm Sunday some 2,000 years ago, well, he comes to you this day. He comes to you this day. You who have ears, hear this. His purpose of coming long ago was to accomplish salvation for each and every one of you. His purpose of coming today to you in his word is to deliver that very salvation to you, pouring it into your ears, into your minds, and into your hearts. Indeed, the Christ who comes to you today and this week in the word and sacraments was the same Christ who came to Bethlehem and was swaddled in cloths and laid in a manger. The Christ who comes to you today and this week in the word and sacraments was the same one who came on the donkey into Jerusalem so that he could sit with a shabby and dirty soldier's coat on his bleeding back and a crown of thorns set sideways on his head with a mock scepter in his hand and the spittle of drunken soldiers running down his face. Dear friends, do not be deceived. Dear baptized saints of Zion, do not be deceived. The divine service here at your Zion Lutheran Church are not times, all these services are not times for you to rally together and somehow paddle towards heaven. We do not gather here in this church service and try and plot out how to get off the island, off of earth by our own reason and strength and might and power. But rather, these divine services at your Zion Lutheran Church are times where the Lord comes to you. This service today, and the services this week, and the services for the upcoming months are times where the Lord comes to be in the midst of his people located right here in Gwinner, North Dakota, to be with you, his beloved saints. Oh, the goodness of this news. It is so good. We are not alone. He comes to be in the midst of our lives, in the midst of our pains, in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our deaths. He comes to give you and me faith that we might not become weary or disheartened or fearful. The Lord promises to be with us to the very end of the age. Dear blessed baptized saints, we're not left alone. We're not left alone in this world to fend for ourselves. We're not detached from the Lord. He came and he comes for you and for me. Yes, the Lord came to you and joined you to himself in your baptisms. You are baptized into Christ's death and his resurrection. You are bound to Christ and he is bound to you. The Lord also comes to you in his word to speak the powerful words of forgiveness. You are forgiven. I will neither leave you nor forsake you. Finally, the Lord comes to you in and with and under the bread and the wine, saying to you, take and eat, take and drink. This is my body and blood for the forgiveness of all of your sins. You are partakers of a heavenly meal. Just as the Lord did not hold back in coming to us at his birth, and just as the Lord did not hold back in coming to our sins in his death, he never tires of coming to you and to me today. He never tires of coming. So today is Palm Sunday. The Savior came to Jerusalem to save the world from sin. He comes today to reign as well in our hearts and our minds. Let the cry of Hosanna loudly go forth from this church and from your mouths. Salvation belongs to our God, salvation that is delivered into our hearts and our minds and our souls. Praise be to the Christ, the Messiah, the promised one who came and comes for sinners with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Indeed, he comes. He comes for me and he comes for you. In the name of Jesus, our coming Savior and Lord. Amen.
Give us lips to sing thy glory, tongues thy mercy to proclaim.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.